Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Song Therapy is powered by UrbanMusicSuite.com. Song Therapy is today's hottest and progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. So sit back, relax, and unwind as we take you on this therapeutic musical journey. It's time for you to join the crew on the first ever virtual couch. Remember, no one likes to go to therapy, but they love to come to Song Therapy. Introducing our musical therapist, Impeccable, the Dream Merchant.
Don't make a living, create a lifestyle.
And Tell Tally, the Motivationalist.
With a mindset for ministry.
And Mo-licious, the essence of Mo.
Sweet, sexy, and always in control.
Entertainment and news, I always get the story. And now, your host and moderator, Mr. Impeccable.
Oh, it's a wonderful night. The clocks went up last week. And this week, it seemed like at 5 o'clock, it was not dark anymore. Did it just seem like it just happened yesterday, or is it just me? I was out in the lovely South basking. I've been dying to use this word all day. Basking in the sun. Can anybody on the line just, after all that snow y'all been getting hit with up east, up north, can you just bask for a moment before we get into our song therapy? No, don't say I've been smoking anything, okay? I know it's legal in some states, but, you know, I don't do that. I'm just basking in life, feeling wonderful. Getting ready for a beautiful night of song therapy. Mo-licious, how are you this evening? Any basking going on for you?
Yes, I was basking in the lovely weather today of ATL. It was so wonderful.
Does basking just make you smile when you say it? Tell Tally.
Yep, I'm...
No, not really. That's one of those metrosexual words, basking. So,
ooh.
Go on, do you.
I didn't know they had a book or a dictionary for those metrosexual words, but I'm going to bask on because, you know, I'm not in any kind of way unsure about which way that I like to go, my brother. T-Million.
Yeah, man.
Are you basking out there in Vegas?
I'm basking in chicken grease, but it's about 80-something degrees today.
Chicken grease. Who does these things? If you just tuned into Song Therapy, music lovers all over the world, we are the cause and the cure for some of life's daily pressures. If this is your very, very first time joining us, we have the world's first virtual couch. And chicken grease, if you don't put your mic on mute, I am going to die. Anyway, we have the world's first virtual couch.
On mute. Right. My mic is on mute.
Wow.
I'm going to talk about reality radio. Man, if your problems get so big and you really need therapy, that's why you come to Song Therapy and get on the virtual couch. And if your problem gets too big, we have the virtual California King. Don't break up anything. Don't get a charge. Don't hurt anybody. Definitely don't hurt yourself. Just come to Song Therapy. But tonight, this 2015 has been full of surprises, and we have a surprise for you tonight. A sexy surprise, too. We're breaking down another hit by one of R&B's classic groups, Total. We'll be bringing them on in a minute. But we're breaking down the record, Kissing You. Now, you can go a lot of places with kissing tonight. But tonight's topic is, what is your definition? See, everybody defines it differently, of a good kisser. Again, what is your definition? Ladies, if you're on the line, gentlemen, put a pin in it. If you're calling by way of your cell phone and you want to get in on Song Therapy, just press 1. We'll see your hand raised virtually in the back, and we'll get it going. But before we get this show started, Mo, why don't you introduce our special guest tonight so that we can kick Song Therapy off the right way?
Well, I'm going to do Mo's yesteryears first, and then I'll introduce them. Is that okay?
I said, why don't you give us a little bit of background so we can kick it off the right way. But usually women can hear better than men, but maybe I was mumbling. So why don't you do Mo's yesteryears and give them our listening audience just one more. See, when you play it back, you'll see exactly what I said. But don't worry about it. Go with
it.
Are
you serious right now? You're funny. Okay.
I'm back.
Wow, you are a handful this evening. Anyway, Total is a self-titled debut album from the R&B group Total. The album reached its peak at 23 on the U.S. Billboard 200, went platinum, and spawned hit singles such as Can't You See?, No One Else, Kissing You, Do You Think About Us, and When a Boy Meets a Girl. Kissing You was written by Julian Jackson, Raphael, Janis Johnson, Brian James, and it was released in 1996. Now, what we're going to do next is check out Kissing You, and right after that, Song Therapy will welcome R&B group Total to the virtual couch. Who knows?
what all they're thinking of. Kissing you, total. This is Song Therapy. If you just tuned in, we have some awesome guests coming on tonight on the show. I can't wait to get this started. Y'all heard the topic. Everybody's definition is different, but what is your definition personally of a good kisser? Is that still important these days? Does it still happen? Are people still kissing? Malicious, why don't you do a drum roll for our special guests and bring them onto the line?
Well, first and foremost, we know that music makes your feet want to dance and your soul soar. So with studio recordings, concerts all across the U.S., Song Therapy welcomes R&B group Total to the virtual couch. We have Pam and Kimi. Welcome to the virtual couch, ladies. Are you on?
Hey,
how are you
doing? How are you? What's good?
Welcome to Song Therapy.
What up with you?
How'd y'all like hearing y'all song? How'd it make you feel?
It always feel good to hear it. You know, it's a blessing to be able to hear yourself on the radio.
It's not a blessing.
This is Tell Tally. Do you remember where you were the first time you heard that song on the radio?
No.
So y'all done have y'all five heartbeats moment, huh?
We had that moment with kissing. Yeah, but with kissing, we don't remember exactly where we were.
Is that how it happens? Just like with the first child, they get all the pictures? Gets a couple pictures, and by the time you get down, if you have three or more, it's just like, whatever, okay, we've done this already. Got one shot for everybody. But this is your host, Impeccable. Glad to have you on the show. Also, you know, doubling as a double agent as Drew Hill's manager, so I'm sure before the year's out, we will definitely be on the show together. Especially since
I know. Can I say this real quick?
Yeah,
I know one
jump
thing in? That I don't want to jump in and cut it off, but I know one thing. When I, when we heard you guys were coming on the show, and before I could even remember the video from back then, it just, like, crossed my mind. It just, like, the video just came back, whoop, and I was just like, okay, I remember the bumping and the leather and the, you know. So, I mean, you know, people remember things like that, and I can remember that, like, when we posted it on our Facebook page, people were like, oh, my God, total. I remember them in the black, you know, two-piece or whatever. So you guys, you know, have longevity in this industry. So it's pretty good.
Thank you, sir. It's a blessing.
We are glad to see you back on the scene. But
this is T Million. Ladies, I'm going to tell you, they're talking about what they remember. I had an opportunity to see it up close and personal in Atlanta, and that leather still fit the way it fit a few years ago.
Easy. We don't want no stalkers now.
And Kima with them 4-inch highs and 4-inch heels, boy. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, you got my name right, Kima.
Well, guys, I know this is your very first time on Song Therapy, so we got a few rules before we get started. And actually, the show is all about you. It's all about your song. It's all about your lyrics. Here are the rules. We play the song, and then verse by verse, lyric by lyric, we're going to break it down like you guys may have never heard it broken down before. And, of course, we're going to get into heavy, heavy discussion about tonight's topic, the definition of a good kisser. You name it, I'll show Song Therapy. you need something burning on your lips now, you got to get out about it?
Nah.
I'm going to keep
that was
to
like
myself.
A yeah, but nah, I'm going to hold off on that. Okay. You name it. Song Therapy is going to open your eyes to the real story behind the song. And we're going to give you a new perspective that will surely have you asking for more. We talk about a lot of different topics, but basically the topics are based on the song and the lyrics and what we feel and what we see we can bring out of that record. Man, the lyrics are a key component. If you don't have them in front of you, you can go straight to songtherapy.fm. songtherapy.fm, right under lyrics, and you can follow along with the key ingredients to this record. But before we get started, Let me turn it over to my musical therapist, Mr. Tel Talley, so he can give you just some of the symptoms of tonight's topic.
Wow. Thanks, my brother, and hello to everybody out there in song therapy land. This is a bond burner tonight. I tell you, this topic, what is your definition of a good kisser? You know, when I first thought about it, I thought about all of those adolescent years when we first learned to kiss, and, you know, I'm going to tell myself a little bit, you know, we used to practice kissing on your hand, and it was just that. Then we kind of, you know, virtually graduated to the French kiss, and, you know, that was a big deal. Man, I actually stuck my tongue in somebody's mouth, so it was a great experience for some and more like a tongue war for others. But since then, we've all learned that French kissing is a very personal and sensual experience. You know, some women's lips are their number one erogenous zone, and depends on which lips you're talking about, but we're going to keep it clean. So we're talking about the upper lips. It's very important for men to leave a lasting eroticized impression with women. Remember that if you French kiss her like no other, you'll probably get to kiss something else soon afterwards. The skill of kissing does not simply consist of knowing how to maneuver your tongue inside a woman's mouth without hitting her tonsils, but rather it involves the entire mouth, the lips, the tongue, the teeth, and the rest of the body. So here are the symptoms we're going to break down real quick. One, you should be in sync with him or her. I don't know if it's chemistry or instinct or what, but somehow two people often know. Two, you don't bite or suck the upper or lower lip. I think people try to get fancy, but it's not impressive. If a guy goes off course, it makes you pause and think, and you don't really want to be pausing or thinking. Three, use lip balm. It's distracting when someone licks their lips right before he kisses you. Just use a little chapstick, people. Licking your lips actually dries you out even more. Four, symptom number four, you know how to relax. Relax your lips. Don't be tense. And then number five symptom is remember that it doesn't matter if you have thin lips and he has full lips or vice versa. So stay confident and do your thing. And those are Tel-Tally symptoms for what is your definition of a good kisser.
You were doing some teaching there, brother. What you think, ladies?
Total. Well, that sounds pretty good. You sound like, you know.
Seems like a musical therapist, huh?
You might want to
take
it over a little bit. You might want to take it to the next level a little bit. That was just, you know, the beginning stage.
Well, we're just getting started. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to give the whole show away right at the top. What is your definition? If you just tuned in, we have Total on the line hanging out on the virtual couch, song therapy. They will be our musical therapist tonight, our song therapist, helping us break down this record. If you are listening by way of cell phone and you would like to speak to Total or chime in on what your definition is of a good kisser, just press 1 on your phone and we will try to get you on the line. Total. Wow. On song therapy. Why don't you, you know what? So many songs are going through my mind. Before we get started, why don't you just give them a little bit of what about us? And then we're going to get into breaking down kissing you. Let's go.
1, 2.
Never fails. This is your host, Impeccable. We are ready to kick off tonight's topic, what is your definition of a good kisser? Aided by the classic hit, Kissing You. Looks like I'm up on the first verse, ladies. What we're going to do is they're going to play the first verse. I'm going to come give my interpretation, and then we're going to ask you guys to chime in and really just bring some more light to this particular verse. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep. DJ, let's go. First verse. Song starts off, usually we talk about song structure when it starts off. It talks about when the song has a little musical intro, and then it does a little bit about the hook before that, but then it jumps right into the subject matter on the first verse. And it starts off and says, don't matter who knows. So at that point, don't really care. I want to kiss this person. I want to be with this person. I don't care who sees. I don't care who knows. Nothing is really in the dark. Next line, I don't care who sees. I had closed my eyes on that part, lady, so I was just reading into the words without even reading the words because I was thinking about it. The next line says, me thinking about you. Who is that person you think about when you don't care who knows or who sees? It's usually like the next line says, it says, it makes my life complete. You have found somebody who is completing your life. It's got you not caring who sees, what they think about, you know, if you wear blue, black, and brown, and green, it doesn't even matter. Your life's complete. You don't care. And the next line goes on to say, and what I mean by that, this is a big one, that my whole world changes. So when I'm thinking about you and I don't care who sees and my life is complete, now my whole world has changed. And it makes it personal. You just got to put whoever that you is you're talking about, you make me feel things that I've never felt. When does that happen? When somebody just makes you feel something that you've never felt. So to the point, last line, I want to kiss you. And that's your boy, impeccable on the first verse. Ladies, Pam, Kima, what were you guys thinking about when you first even did this record?
Well, this is Kima speaking. I think the verse actually speaks for itself. You know, I think it does give a definition of a good kisser. You know, it's definitely someone that you really are connected with, you love. And I think of it more, kissing you to me, I think of it more as a universal thing, because when it says you're my pride and joy, it could be your child, it could be your mother. I don't really think of it more in terms of sexual. I think it's a little deeper than that.
All right. But, kissing you.
This is T-Girl. This is Sam. This is Sam speaking. I can honestly say when Raphael first did the joint, you know, we heard it. You know, because of the fact of me being, you know, I was young at the time, it was just like all I could think about was the physical side of just kissing, you know, the dude that I was in love with at the time. You know, I'm young, and so it's just like, you know, my face, I'm all excited, oh, kissing you, blah, 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 such and such and such. But, you know, when I got older and as I started to grow, you know, I come to realize that kissing you is not always physical. It's not a physical sense. It doesn't mean that my lips have to touch somebody. My heart can kiss somebody. My spirit can kiss somebody. And it's just like, you know, now just listening to the words, like, you make me feel things that I've never felt. I want to kiss you. And to me, the person, the one that I've met that's made me feel as though I've never felt this way before in my life, I can honestly say it's Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Because of the simple fact that he makes me feel things that I've never felt. I've never been so in love with somebody the way that I am with Jesus, because I found out so much love. You know? Huh?
No, I said you better tell him.
Yeah.
You better preach.
You know, I had to just say that, you know, because I thought kissing you was just something that was just physical. So, you know, I definitely get the physical sense, But like Kima said, when you go so far beyond that, you start to realize what kissing you could really, truly, honestly be. It's far beyond physical.
Mm. You heard it.
Yeah, and then too, I got to give a shout out to my honey. I got to give a shout out to my babe, to Mr. J Log himself. When I met this man, he kissed my soul. You know, it wasn't his lips and his hands on me. He kissed my soul. So it's just like, you know, with that, it was just like that's what brought me in. It wasn't his lips. He didn't put his lips on me. He kissed my heart and my soul. So and I fell in love with him. You know, I fell in love with that man just like that.
Do you have a sister? Lord, do you have a sister? The woman is saved? Oh, my Lord. Tell me you got a sister somewhere that ain't married.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I my sister is married. She is married. She is.
All right. Well, get a friend, girlfriend, because I know if you save, you hang around saved women, so.
Yes, indeed.
Tell Tally, put it out there for you. Total. Tell Tally has put it out there for you. Hook him up. Wow.
All right.
But she got to be saved. She got to be saved. Don't hook me up with the saved friends. The saved friends.
All right now.
Got to be evenly yoked. You're going to take us to church today. We're going to change this thing up. All right. Let's roll. I'm ready, Impeccable.
All right. Well, that was the first verse. Our musical guests have given us another side of the song, and that's the beauty of lyrics, music, and interpretation. Next up is the hook. Our own musical therapist, Tell Tally, ladies, let's keep it moving. Come on,
yeah.
DJ.
Okay.
Well, this is your man, Tell Tally. As Impeccable said, I'm up on the hook. And so since our guests have been kind enough to kind of give me the cheat notes a little bit, but, you know, even before they really, you know, explain at least a different perspective on it, you can really tell by this song and the way it kind of floats along that it wasn't really physical even when you first heard it. Because sometimes when I heard it, I'll just start off with the verses, kissing you is all that I've been thinking of, kissing you. Ooh. And so sometimes the buildup of anticipation, and when you're thinking about something, the anticipation of doing it can lead and be better than the act of actually doing it, because you're thinking and it goes a lot deeper than just something that's done sporadically or without thought or I just kind of do. So the next verse says, oh, yeah, I want to kiss you. And then if I was saying kissing you is all that I've been thinking of. Kissing you, ooh. So, you know, I really think when a hook, and a hook, of course, brings you in, it's really kind of mellow, and it really lets you know that there's some thought went into this, and this just wasn't about something that I was just doing or I wanted to, you know, in a physical sense, just kiss you because that's the first response. But we all know that kissing is a very intimate thing. And so I think the two things that are the most intimate when you're with someone is looking into their eyes, because I believe the eyes are the windows of the soul, and kissing, you know, if you kiss correctly. So, you know, of course they have, you know, given us a perspective of now how they've been kissed in their soul through their life and their significant others and through their relationship with Christ. So that even adds to this hook even more to say, kissing you is all I've been thinking of. So we know the word says that, you know, always we should keep God first, and we should always think of him and pray to him all the time. So I can now correlate that when I hear this song, ladies, from now on, and I hear that hook, I'll know who it is that's kissing you. So that's Tell Tally's breakdown of the hook.
Yeah, you broke it down. You broke it down. Serious.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add to the hook, ladies?
You know what? It's that one part when you're saying the ooh.
Well, I can't sing nowhere like you, so you don't want me doing that. I'll destroy your song.
Yeah, you gotta put the mmm, because it's good.
Right.
It's just that good. It's that mmm. Yeah, you gotta put that.
Right. He sounded like he was on Welcome.
I didn't want you to have that memory, though, sweetie. I just did not want you to say, Lord, that is nothing like what I sound like. So, but now I know. So, it's the So, all right, I got you. I'm with you. I'm tracking with you.
Earlier,
now.
He sounded like he was on Welcome Back, Carter. Oh.
Mr. Carter.
Anyway, if you just tuned in, this is your host, Impeccable. We're going through and breaking down this classic record. We have Total to keep us straight on the words, on the lyrics, on the meaning, definitely on what it means to them. Everybody's going to get it in different interpretation. And tonight's topic,
right.
What is your definition of a good kisser? And I think if you listen back, the ladies gave some clues about their definition earlier. We're going to be getting some more clues as we go along through this song therapy. But before we go any further, I mean, we have you guys on the line. People want to know all about you. What's going on? What you doing? T-Million,
yes, sir.
Our news and entertainment guru, is going to just fill us in with everything. Well, not everything. With as much as possible that can connect your fans to you. T-Million?
Well, what I do know of the ladies, you know, since the resurgence, so to speak, these ladies are in the studio recording new music. They're touring all over the country. I know, and I'm not sure, I'm sure the word is out there a little bit right now. The rumor is out there, and it's not really a rumor, but it's almost into fruition, is the Bad Boy team is going to be touring sometime this late spring, summer. So the girls are getting prepared for that, as well as, now, what I want to say is I want the girls to speak on this, too, because there's a few things that they have up their sleeve. I think they want to speak on themselves. But I know that for everyone out there, this is a much-anticipated Bad Boy tour. It's going to be star-studded, spectacular. So you all got to come out and check it out. So, ladies, anything else you want to share with us?
I'm good. Yeah, okay. You pretty much hit everything on the nose. We definitely have some things going on that we really can't really put out there right now. You know, Pam has her single on iTunes right now. Pam, what's the title of your single?
You Don't Have to Worry.
You Don't Have to Worry. Yeah, make sure y'all go on iTunes and check that out. I'm also working on an online boutique called Totally Keem. I'm looking to launch it later this year. So we just got a lot of things that we're working on. We just really feel blessed to have the opportunity to be out here to represent what Total did back then. We're glad we're able to have that platform to come out and show everybody what we were about.
Where can they find you on social media, ladies?
Keema, I'm Totally Keema on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Totally Keema.
Yes, Totally Keema. I'm Pamela Long on Facebook, Pamela Long 1 on Twitter, Pamela Long 3 on IG. But somebody had Pamela Long 2, I couldn't think.
And Pamela Long 4 on Song Therapy.
Yeah,
if you just tuned in,
whoever's
breathing all hard on the mic, it's really I'm like, wow, is kissing you getting to you? Anyway, Pamela Long 5. Wow. Anyway, man, why don't we play some more music? Just a little bit of song. We gotta remind y'all of these classic records, man. Come on. Play a little bit of Trippin', and then we're going to be right back up on the second verse. Let's go.
Thank you.
Man, you guys have an awesome sound. It is just like so refreshing and so different.
Wow.
I mean, just to hear it and the stuff that I hear today, I'm like, man, I can't do it. I'd rather listen to this.
if you just tuned in.
No problem, ladies. You just tuned in to Song Therapy. Maybe your day is going bad. Maybe you're not having a great day. But, you know, this is the place. You know, music is the backdrop of our lives. I don't care what language you are. Music can unite all kind of people from all over the world. And we have a special guest. That's right. We feel honored to share Song Therapy Virtual Couch with Total tonight. Pam and Kima, they've been helping us break it down.
Yeah.
They helped us on first.
Yeah.
They took my wet lips all the way to, and Jesus kissed you. Your lips dry right up when they said, okay, you know what? Well, the Lord made kissing, but it's okay. No, it's all right. I'm just messing with y'all. The Lord wants you to kiss your wife. That's what he said. Anyway,
yeah.
Then Chowtally broke down the hook. He said, this gonna be kissing everybody. No. And so the story is continuing. The topic tonight is, what is your definition of a good kisser? And T Million, our news and entertainment guru, is up on the second verse. DJ, let's go.
Boy, T Million, going to break down the second verse. And, you know, I'm going to put myself in that situation. I'm going to put myself back in high school and college, which I often try to do. And this verse relates to a lot of situations that I've been in before. But the first couple of lines, it says, when I'm with my friend, I'm trying to figure out a way to leave them behind just to get back to you. You know, imagine you just in a group of people, you all going. You're going out to some party or to some event or some situation back in the day. And, you know, typically you try to, I won't say couple up, but you try to put yourself in a position where the girl that you may like, she might be a part of the group, or the guy you may like, he might be a part of the group, but you all aren't girlfriend and boyfriend, but there's some kind of synergy going on. So, you know, so you set yourself up to be in those kind of positions. And then you try to figure out a way, so what kind of excuse can I make so I can just fall back, so I can just talk to her and grab her hand, we can just fall back and have our own little thing going on. Maybe still hang out with everybody, but just fall back so nobody's all in our business. Then it says, you're my best-kept secret, and that's the way I like it. You're my pride and joy, girl, for me. That's why I'm dreaming of you. I want to kiss you. You know, I don't know in this particular case, for me, if I want to say I want to keep them as a best kept secret, but if they were a best kept secret, I know that probably I would give it away because of how much I would probably be smiling or blushing or giddy at the fact that I'm hanging out with this young lady. And then the thing is, back in the day, sex was a big deal. Sex was a big deal. But when I was coming up, it was more of the caressing and more of the kissing and the French kissing that was the intriguing part of trying to get with someone. When you were able to go to that party, that blue light in the basement party or red light in the basement party, it was more about the music. Yes, it was. But it was really about the hookup, because now you can get away from your house, from under your family and your parents, and you go see the boy or the girl that you may like, and then maybe you might wind up in one of those couches or on the corner, listen to music and just whispering sweet nothings in your girl's ear or in your guy's ear, and that kiss, that tongue kiss, that French kiss, that peck, that sensual kiss was a fantastic thing back in that time, and it goes to be fantastic now. That's your boy T Million breaking down the second verse.
He was trying to get down in the basement, ladies.
Broke it down.
Second verse, ladies. Anything you want to add about the basement, the blue light?
This is Tima speaking. I also think of it as, you know, where she say you're my best kept secret, and that's the way I like it. You're my pride and joy, boy. I'm thinking more, you know, after I have that first kiss and that person is that good kisser, before you just make it official, you're still kind of like, let's keep it a secret for a little while because it makes it more intriguing. It makes it a little more passionate.
You know what? I'm gonna say that I definitely can relate to the part where I wouldn't have been able to keep it a secret because of the simple fact that back then, you know, back then it's just like when you thought you had something good, the best thing that you thought you had the best thing since ice cream. Of course, you're gonna tell everybody. So I would have been telling.
Shout it out
to
the world.
I couldn't have kept it a secret. Yeah, I'm shouting out to everybody. I'm telling all my friends. I'm telling all my peoples, but. Definitely, I can definitely relate to the fact of wanting to be with them all the time. Like, you're my pride and joy, boy. That's why I'm dreaming of you. So it's just like I want to be with you every second, every minute. But I'm telling everybody.
Let me ask you a question, ladies. Let me ask you a question. This is impeccable. When the guy can kiss, does the news travel fast? I know you guys didn't really have the social media back in the day. But does it travel fast? Like so and so is a good kisser.
Yes, you got that. Remember, you remember writing the note. You remember the note.
Writing
note.
Yes.
No.
He can kiss.
What,
like,
maybe
kiss.
You know. You remember writing all that stuff. So yes, it travels quickly. If the breath stink, all of that.
exactly. Yes.
Oh, Mo, I can't believe you said exactly. I remember back in our day, it was like, you got exactly, they were like, exactly, yeah, your butt smells exactly like your breath. Anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Right, who wants that? Nobody. That's
no
going to blow the
kiss. Like, they come in your face, you're like, stop, that, please.
You squint, your nose hairs, get a jerry curl, all that happens, right?
Well, wait a minute, you know what? I had a girl tell a guy that she was dating, and she thought it was like maybe something he ate the first time, so she didn't say anything. So the second time, she was talking to him, and she said, darn, his breath is very tart. So she went like this. She walked up to him, and she said, I don't mean no harm, because she went and got some mints, and she put it in his hand. She said, just because, you know, sometimes back then, you tell somebody that, you know, their breath is a little tart, they get offended. So she took the mess and put it in his hand, and she grabbed his hand. She said, excuse me, I don't mean no harm, and I love you to death, but your breath is kicking. You're singeing my eyebrows off my head.
Oh, God.
And he was like, what? And he said, yes, my eyebrows are on fire. Could you please take these mints and go wash your mouth or go to the doctor because it might be something internal and take care of yourself. I was on the ground. Yes.
Stop kissing them baboons. Something.
Yes.
Anyway, ma'am, it's getting hot. This is Song Therapy if you just tuned in. That's right. We're here to relieve depression through music. That's right. It's okay to laugh. Take your shoes off. Because, you know, tight shoes will do it too. Somebody can just get fucked out just because somebody got tight shoes on. Like, they'll snap real quick. Just take your shoes off. You know, relax. Let the day go by a little bit. We have Total, our special guest. They're hanging out on the virtual couch with us. Tell Tally, T-Million. We all getting it in. That was the second verse. Man, we've been hearing some classic. I mean, the music sounds so fresh and new. Is it just me or does the music just sound fresh? I mean, you know, I think it does. I think it's refreshing.
That's what's up.
Why don't you, man, just play. We don't play the whole record because, you know, time is near. But just play a little bit of Sitting Home.
Sitting home waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Staring at these walls is all I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I try my best.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the pain when I'm feeling alone.
on. Who does that waiting anymore? Anybody do that? Sitting home, total. Song therapy. Man, we getting it in. I'm ready to take it over. Our first lady, Melissa, she's up on the bridge. That's the transitional part of the song, people. Let's see what happens on the bridge. Let's go.
Okay, so this is your girl Mo on the bridge, and how I'm going to do the bridge, because I actually, you know, I had to kind of review this. When I looked at it and I saw Pride and Joy, as everybody knows, your Pride and Joy are your children. So I had to really, like, go back and look at the video and kind of see what the video was saying, you know, from the video and from just different things that I heard. So my take on the bridge would be, you know, you're my pride and joy. You're my baby boy. People ask me how I feel about you. They ask me if I love you. Yeah. Am I crazy for you? Yeah. So anyway, I had to put that out there.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing the whole bridge, Mo. What's up?
No.
Are you scared because the ladies on that? You don't want to sing. Okay.
Yeah, sing it. So how I correlate this whole bridge is that, you know, first and foremost, you know, when I looked at the video and I saw the ending of it and I saw this part of it and I saw him get out the water, he walked across water. It kind of symbolized Jesus walking on the water and represented, like, the soul of everything. And it almost took it to the place where, you know, you love your child. So at the same thing, you know, Jesus was above walking the water. He was walking the water. And that person is saying, you know, she was saying, I love him, you know what I mean? And he's my pride and joy, just like that's your son. He's my pride and joy, you know what I mean? He's the greatest pleasure. You know, he means the world to me. And it's kind of like a deeper feeling that you have, just like you have for your kids. But you look at it the same way because you correlate it to, you know, here's a man rising up out of water, and he's walking across the water, but this is somebody that, you know, I cherish. You know, you're my baby boy. That's like terms of endearment. That's like a nickname that you give, you know, your boyfriend or someone special to you. You know, and then at that time, it's like people ask me how I feel about you. And it's almost like inquiring minds want to know, why are you, what is making you feel this way? How is this person exciting you? You know, what levels are they giving you to make you walk in the way that you walk every day? And it's just simple fact that it goes back to, you know, what everyone said earlier. It's Jesus and it's God giving me that light to love this person as I love them. You know what I mean? I have the level of care for him because this is my dude. And no matter what he's doing, he's going to be there for me. Am I crazy for you? You know, I can't keep it aside. I want to tell everybody in the entire world how I feel about you because you're the son. You know what I mean? You're Jesus' child. You're God's child. So I want to just announce it to the world. And that's Mo on the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
He rose up out of the water. Representing.
Yes.
With a glow and a glistening and a glow of light. And moths flew around and said, no, I'm just kidding. No. No, Mo. That was awesome. You guys are just.
Yeah.
Transition the song into a new spin.
Yeah.
Ladies, what? Anything else on the bridge that you guys would like to add?
No. Just Tina speaking. I just really agree with what you said because that's what I'm a mom. So when I listen to "Kissing You," it does make me think about the whole pride and joy part. Makes me think about my kids. So definitely agree with you on that aspect.
Mhm. It was a beautiful breakdown. I definitely to say that I don't have any words. I'm just like yes.
We're caught up in the moment.
Yes.
Should we take an offering at this moment, right now?
Yes.
For the talk. So for the song therapy family, if you just tuned in, we have been having a ball breaking down this record, conceivably in another manner than we expected, and that's the wonderful thing about music. Everybody likes what they right. like. They interpret it how they interpret it. They see it how they see it. It makes them feel different ways depending on what they're going through. And that's why song right. therapy exists, because we realize that a lot of these things are either things that songwriters and artists have gone through, or things that they've seen people gone through, or things that they would like to go through. So, you know, the imagination just goes as far as it can when the pen hits the paper, especially when you put in the poetry to music. Tell Tally, you still with me?
Yeah, let me ask a question really quickly, because I know we're at the almost at the tippy top of the show, but you know, for the you know ladies on the line, and it's kind of you know for the ladies, but also addressed to the men. Like if you kiss somebody, and I just want to know how you guys feel. Is it just me in this bubble by myself? But if you kiss somebody, and I'm not quite sure if you experience this, but someone who kisses like a lizard, would you take the time to teach them how to properly kiss, or would it just be a turn off and you would just go left?
Yeah, that's probably a deal breaker. This is Kima speaking. That would be a deal breaker. I'm laughing because I'm sitting here laughing because I remember when I was younger, I got kissed like that, and we broke up. I'm out of there. I got so I'm laughing because of the simple fact that I know that type of kiss. That
Oh yeah.
No.
I just want to stop it with just me.
But God forbid,
hey guys.
You know, which I thank God that this is not the fact. But if my baby would have kissed like that, we would have worked it out. Because I love this man. I love him.
Okay.
I loved him from the moment I saw him. So we would have worked it out. But back then, I was out of there, a runner.
Right.
So,
see that? That's the difference between here and now, fellas. Note to self, do not imitate a lizard, okay? That is not cool, not sexy. If you haven't learned by now, nobody's been, you know, straight up with you enough to tell you. Lizard action is reserved for marriages in other areas, okay? Not kissing in the mouth. In the mouth, okay?
Not
the first. So, Total is having the ball. Song therapy. We getting out there, everyone. You know, every week. Tell Tally, why don't you recap the symptoms and let us get our final words from you and our guests. We'll go around the horn real quick so, ladies, y'all can start to think about it. Your definition
okay.
of a good kisser. Tell Tally.
Well, we said the symptoms were one, that you want to be in sync with the person, him or her, that you are kissing, and we all agreed on that. Two, you don't bite, or we didn't get into much about that, but you don't bite or suck the upper or lower lip. Three, you need to use lip balm. If your lips are a little ashy or whatever, you might want to make sure, we talked about the breath a little bit, but you want to also make sure, and I don't mean to interject, but everybody talks about my man Malik Yoba on Empires having ashy lips. So for some reason when they started talking about lip balm, I thought of Malik Yoba or whatever. But you want to make sure you don't have the Malik Yoba lips. Four, you know how to relax your lips so they're not tense. And five, remember that it doesn't matter if you have thin lips or you have full lips or vice versa. So stay confident and do your thing.
Stay confident and do your thing. Key Million out there in Vegas, our news and entertainment guru. Final words on your definition of a good kisser.
It may be a little bit of noise in my background, some chicken grease, but that's what a good kiss is. If you can put chicken grease on your lips. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But I think let me just say this. When I kiss a woman, I like to be able to breathe her in. Meaning that when you take that kiss and you approach the lips, and then you make it soft and slow, and you can breathe her essence in, that means I'm taking in just not more just the kiss, but I'm taking some mental in there as well. So that's my definition of a great kisser, where I can feel the woman, not just the physical part of it, but feel the inner side. So I'm breathing her in as I'm kissing her. So that's T-Million's breakdown. I'm back to mute.
He be breathing. He been inhaling. Some things they say don't inhale. He was like, I'm going to inhale that thing. Okay, T, I like that. I'm going to have to add that to the arsenal. A little in-breathing. I'll let one of the ladies go first. Pam or Kima, which one?
Pam.
All right, Pam.
You know
she just put you on there, Pam.
Okay.
my definition of a great kisser is like, you know, just piggybacking off of what I said earlier, is that if somebody can kiss your soul, you can get as close. You know how when you're about to kiss your face to face, and you're so close to the point where you can feel the intimacy of that kiss already. To me, that is so powerful. Like, you didn't even got to put your lips on me. I'm done already. Like, I'm already in. I'm all in. My mind is like, oh, shoot. Like, you kissed my mind, my thoughts. Like, you caught my thoughts. Everything that I wanted, and it's just that close, and I can feel you like that. I can feel your heart. I can feel so much about you. And I wish my baby was listening, because sure enough, that's what he does for me. Just that close in my face.
Well, so tell him to go to songstherapy.fm. And you can get some brownie points.
You know, so it's
points.
Just like, pretty much right after that point right there, it's just like the physical touch is just like, it's just an addition to what has already taken place.
Mm. The kiss, the definition of the kiss, the breathe in, the kiss my soul, the definition of what already has taken place. Tell Tally, final words on this.
Well,
great
I'm going to be brief. I'm going to be brief. You know, that ain't possible. But I agree with what Pam said 100%, especially because I think that when you get close to a person, you know, and I'm always big on this, it heightens your senses. So the smell, touch, taste, you know, all of those things that, you know, that give us, you know, our awareness, really. So mind, body, soul, and the senses is what we breathe in. So sort of what T. Million said. So you bring all that into you because of that. So when you get, like she said, face-to-face with somebody and are about to kiss, it's just a different feeling you have when they are a good kisser. I mean, the attentiveness, the heartbeat starts to race a little faster, the anticipation of what it'd be like. And then when you get right before that, she said, it touches your soul. And it's nothing in the world like it. So you might not even remember the actual lips touching. You just remember how your soul was touched after you finish. So that's Tell Tally's last words on what makes a good kisser.
Mm. This is your boy Impeccable. This is a great show. And we can all go to different places. You can look on the internet if you need some help. They got YouTube videos. I was looking online earlier. It said 100 different ways to kiss. And you'll be surprised of the different names. The butterfly kiss. They got the cheek lick, the cheek kiss, the noble, the snug, the senior kiss, the junior kiss, the sophomore kiss. I don't have time to, the French kiss, the German kiss. Wow. I can't name them all, but kissing is definitely a subject that has been explored for many decades. But when I think about it, and even if you think back to the first kiss with somebody that maybe your soul does interlock with, that moment of intimacy when you're looking at each other's eyes and you don't know, like, who's going to make the first move, who's gonna move in first. You're kind of waiting. You're kind of anticipating, is this person going to be able to kiss? Are they going to be like the lizard person that Mo said, or are they just going to knock me off my feet? Are they going to know what to do? Are they going to just give me a little bit of teeth? What's going to happen in this moment? This is a make or break for a lot of people. They said if the person can't kiss, it usually will kill the deal right at the moment. It definitely will kill whatever romantic night you're having. You'll see when it ends early, your kiss was really off. Your kiss was just way off. But if it's your soul, like she said she worked with her husband. You know what I mean? She says that now, but, you know, we don't know if what really would have happened if it would have been in the younger days, but we're going to go with that. But when you get right down to it, it's got to be wet, it's got to be sensual, and it has to just be like a mirroring situation. It's kind of like you kind of move in sync and together. And I think from that point on, you kind of just interlock. That's kind of where your soul and your spirit meet as one, and you guys just lock in there. For a moment. Should your eyes be closed? I don't know. Depends on how you want to see it. Sometimes you want to see it, and sometimes you don't want to see it, and then you see it at the same time. And that's your boy Impeccable on the kiss. That's my definition of the kiss. Keep it wet. Keep it sexy. Molicious, you still there? Actually, you know what? We're going to keep you for last. We're going to have, who went first, Pam or Kima?
Yes, Pam, I went first, Kima.
Kima, you're up.
Final
words on.
I have to say I agree with all of you guys. It's definitely something that's passionate. You so definitely have to connect. You want them to bring you in. I agree with everything y'all said.
We'll have it transcribed. It'll be on the website, so songtherapy.fm, in case, you know, anybody wants some kissing notes in the future. You really, Kim, you just going to go like that? I agree with everything y'all said. Okay. All right. All right, you see, Pam, you got to laugh at that.
I'm going to keep it like that.
All right. That's fine.
All the way, G. I agree with everything y'all said. Y'all got it so right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well. Malicious, final words, First Lady of Song Therapy. She also does something called Therapeutic Moments, ladies, from time to time on different shows. So, Mo,
yeah.
I don't,
yeah.
Is this a therapeutic moment or is this,
yeah,
your final words?
Well, you know, I'm just going to use my final words this evening as my therapeutic reflection. So, the soul can speak through the eyes. Also, it can speak through a kiss with a gaze. A kiss that speaks with volume is seldom a first edition. A kiss can be a comma, a question mark, or exclamation point. Whichever way you decide, let the kiss and the endurance and the length of it make it to the point where there's ecstasy and success at the end. So, on that note, I would like to... thank Total for sitting on the virtual couch with the crew and enjoying this
thank
therapeutic experience.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yes, I had a ball. I was supposed to get off the phone at 9:30. I could not get off the phone with you. I had to rearrange some stuff.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Well, praise God.
We do appreciate it.
Yes.
We do appreciate it. So join us next week at 9 p.m. Keep it locked during the week to find out our next artist for next Tuesday. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night.
Good night. Baby, don't want